not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Will You Accept This Rosé, a bachelorette, actually, recapping review podcast. We are in Latvia now with Hannah and Nine Men.
Yep.
We just finished watching the episode from tonight, but y'all will hear this tomorrow. They moved to Riga, Latvia.
And they made up.
Yeah, they, what did she say? A refresher. They got a refresher.
Yep.
But left all their drama behind.
But I'm saying ABC made up for last week's short version.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of stuff happened in this episode.
Yep. We felt a little better about this episode.
Yep.
We're back to the regular time for our podcast now.
Probably. Probably. And then some. There's a lot that happened.
Yeah. So today she had 2 one-on-ones and 1 group date.
Right.
Before we get started, today we are drinking Stella Rosa Moscato. It is a wine, a white wine, and it's supposed to have flavors of pear and apple. Do you think you can taste that? Yeah,
definitely.
Me too. Definitely.
All the Moscatos to me taste like apple juice.
Okay. I wonder what the apple one tastes like then. We're going to have to try that next.
But I do like it. The most because it was a screw off top. Didn't have to go.
But then we don't have a cork to stick in the.
To save, right?
But yeah, super easy.
Easy.
I don't remember where I got that one then.
Aqua and gold.
Yeah.
Top.
The colors of the bottle.
And tastes really good.
Yeah, I really like it. I can definitely taste the apple and the pear. Mm-mm. It's tastes really fruity. I mean, it's sweet. That's how we like it.
Soft. I mean, like. Smooth.
Smooth, yeah.
Very smooth. Tasty.
So that would be a good one to start out with. I mean, all of them are good. They don't, like, aren't too bitter or anything, like, for us. But that'd be a good one to start out with if you're trying to sell a Rosa. Besides the red reserve. Good. All right. So her first date was a one-on-one with Garrett.
Yeah.
I thought that was random. Not random. I mean, it was probably due, but I don't know. I don't see, from a viewer's perspective, her relationship with Garrett being that far along already.
No, but I think she needs to allow one-on-ones to see whether they can get somewhere or not.
Right. So that's why I said I get that it was due, but I don't know.
Yep. So he was selected as the first one-on-one, and they had some fun on their one-on-one. What did they do?
So, well, they went. What did she call it? Butt-ass naked bungee jumping.
Yes. That's exactly what happened. Crazy. So they meet up and they walk along and he's, you know, doesn't know exactly what's going to happen. So then
they're just like walking in the woods.
Then this rail cart comes across the top.
That was crazy.
And they get to see somebody jump out of it on a bungee jump. But then they're like, she was surprised because
she's like, wait.
I knew we were going to bungee.
They're naked.
But they're naked.
Mm-mm.
So, yes. And it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
It was snowing.
I mean, like spring. Like it was snowing when they were going up there. Yeah. Right.
So she was like, it's cold.
I don't know. I was just tense the whole time that I was watching it.
Just
yeah. I was just like, no. I don't like bungee jumping because you have to go down and up and down and up.
So it's not just
like
one
it's
time.
Not just one. Like I would probably more so jump out of a plane to
just go down
skydive than I would to bungee jump because I don't have to keep going up and down. I'm just like no.
Yeah.
And then naked and cold. I don't know.
You really want to hold on to your person?
really? Yeah. I was screaming with them.
Yep.
And
he said he had never ridden a
roller coaster
at all.
Yeah, he was afraid of heights. so that's something,
right? Yeah,
that's crazy
to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. right? Scary.
He can ride a roller coaster now because the roller coaster too, you ain't got to go up and down. Like, it doesn't give you the same internal feeling.
Nothing. So yeah, so they went up there with some robes, but they disrobed.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, one.
And later on, she said that it wasn't a sexual thing. It was just more of the adventure and the, in Latvia, they were saying it's a tradition to bungee jump naked as a couple.
Yeah.
So that's why they did that. And she's saying wherever she's at, she's going to do it the way that it's supposed to be done.
The way the customs are.
Right.
So if you go to a beach where they do
a nude beach, she would strip down.
Yeah. So like when in Rome, do as the Romans.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So.
So that's what she was saying. It wasn't sexual. It was just to be a part of the experience of where she was at and experiencing the whole thing. So, okay. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't fault her for that.
Mm-mm. And she did say it afterwards that she felt very free, even more so because she did it naked.
Like, yeah.
Just completely free.
And both her and Garrett were saying that they felt closer to each other because of it.
Yeah.
So which I was like, yeah, I guess, I mean,
how can you not?
Technically, yeah, you know.
Not, right?
Like, can't get much closer than that.
If nothing else, you're like, yeah, we did this together.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I could not.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
I'm gonna ask my husband if he'll do that.
I think the card, like when she invited him on the 101, said, "Can we trust our love?"
Yeah, and so I was thinking maybe she meant it as like a trust fall, you know, like how that was. I don't know.
Yeah, so that was good. He said he figured it had to do something with height or something like that.
Yeah, he said that his gut feeling meant something was gonna happen with heights.
I guess they gotta know stuff's gonna happen. But she's got to be willing too. So that's kind of, I mean, she has to be willing to do all these things.
Yeah. She was saying that she felt like she had the upper hand because she knew they were bungee jumping, but that she didn't know that they were going to do it naked.
Yeah.
So I was like, ooh. Right. Yeah. No. Right.
So while they're doing their one-on-one,
the card comes in.
Card comes in for the group date guys.
Right.
And they're sitting back at the house and they're talking a little bit about how the last rose ceremony went and,
Or didn't go,
yeah. And all of them are kind of still getting on Luke, saying, you know, kind of it was his fault that it didn't happen. And Luke is trying to say, okay, let's all just stay in our lanes, just like she said.
Yeah.
And try to just get through this week. And the guys told, I don't know which one it was. Oh, it was Tyler. Tyler told Luke, you're getting a taste of your own medicine.
Yeah,
by doing, you know, because you're upset with the fact that you didn't get to mingle with her or whatever.
Oh,
and so now you get to feel the same way that we get to feel because he didn't get that one on one time with her because there was no ceremony. So
right,
they're kind of coming out at him.
So I don't know. Just to wrap up their one on one with Garrett. And they had a conversation, and I mean, it was a more in depth conversation to see where they were at. And at the end, Garrett did get a rose.
Yeah.
This was the first time I thought Garrett looked cute.
Yeah.
His hair didn't look too high.
You know, I kind of felt like that too, that he was sweet and nice. And he was, the words that he said were complimentary. And he was just a fun guy to go on a date with.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like when he gets back at the house and the things that happen at the house.
He just goes back into his petty modes.
And he stirs up.
Yeah.
Stirs up trouble. And it's like, don't do it, but he does. And so it's kind of like,
and the thing too is like, Hannah's already seen that he's been petty, and he's the one that's in the heat of the arguments when they happen. So
yeah
I don't know. Mm-mm. I don't know. I still don't know how I feel about Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, I just like the fact that they got along real well and enjoyed each other, and I just don't like,
yeah, they had
it.
A good
I just
date.
Don't like it when they're back in the group.
Right.
I just, he seems like he's the one that stirs up the trouble. So I don't know. Maybe he's a two-facer or whatever, where he acts one way and then turns around and does something else.
Okay, so then that moves us into the group date. The group date had Mike, Jed, Tyler, Dustin, Luke, Connor, and Dylan.
Seven guys.
Everybody but Peter, who had the second one-on-one.
Right.
They went to explore the market in Latvia. Mm-hmm. I thought that was cute.
Yeah. She says, I wanted just to have a normal date with seven guys,
which is not normal. Yeah, exactly.
Which is not normal, but she wanted to do normal, everyday type stuff or whatever. So they went.
I really wondered because like when we went to Iceland, everybody speaks English there, so you don't feel too out of place. Mm-hmm. And I know like around the countries they're getting more and more into that because the tourists are English. Yeah, you know, speaking English. Americans.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, I was like, I wonder how they navigated the market over there.
Right.
Because I'm sure mm-hmm. even if they do speak English, of course they're going to have really heavy accents.
This guy at work told me that he used to work at a hotel, and a lot of people came in from other countries, and he worked into the line. So what he would say is, I know we can't speak, but just point to what you want. One, two, those.
Right,
yeah. Point to what you want, and I'll give you what you want. So it's kind of like, you kind of figure out what you want, how you need it. And they were at a market, so I'm just saying he's just...
Yeah, true.
Just using this language.
I guess
language.
The thing is, too, because like I was kind of looking when she was roaming before they went into their date, and you could see like the little cards that like kind of says what it is. But of course, it's in their language.
Right.
And so I'm just like, I mean, some things are kind of obvious, but
yeah,
when you get to the other things, you're just like, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
But to try stuff from other countries.
I know. I have a big problem with that.
Okay.
Just
so
because I'm more conservative.
Mike greeted her.
Huge hug.
Huge hug. He greeted her, but then they went about, and then I don't know, so who took a bite off that fish head?
Dustin
did.
He
that.
Did. I didn't. He Why? Just bit it. Like, he didn't bite it off. He just bit it because I guess Why? It was frozen or something.
Oh.
And I don't even know if you're supposed to do that to those fish. I'm like, I don't think that's how that's supposed to go. I think you're supposed to take it home and cook it or something.
I was like, I don't know. Is this part of the?
I had no idea. But the drink that they took, where the lady said it was moonshine, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. I thought that was just like a Southern thing, you know?
No. Well, I mean, they're saying moonshine is just stuff that you just make in a distillery, and they just, you make it on your own or whatever. So it's kind of like, so different people are doing that now at their own place and making their own thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Making their own spirits. So,
And
the reason that it used to be called moonshine was because they would do it at night when people couldn't see that they were doing that. Cause that was illegal.
History lesson.
Cause it was illegal back in the day, but now it's not.
They filled the shot glasses up.
Yeah, like, right
to the top,
and she was like, "I feel good."
She's like, "I'm feeling good. Are y'all feeling good?
Yeah.
Let's get this day started."
She was back to her silly fun stuff.
Yeah, she was really fun, dancing around everywhere.
Yep, and the guys,
all kinds of
all the guys have kind of commented that they like all these little things about her, her little quirks.
Me too.
Her strongness and her fun and her craziness and all those little things. So. They've all started mentioning that, so that's good.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm starting. I really like her as a person.
Right.
Yeah. Getting to know her a little bit more, which also still I feel like even today, like with all the guys asking her actual questions, I feel like we didn't get to see any of the answers.
Yeah, because she started kissing them.
Yeah, that too.
That's what she said. You were like, okay, well, that's why they don't get anywhere.
Exactly.
You start kissing
them.
That's why
they don't get to know you, Hannah. Just start making out with everybody.
She's like, oh, I like what you say. And then she starts kissing
make out.
Make out. But Luke did go off to the side with her and say, this was on the group date.
Yeah.
Where he said that he wanted to go and talk to her and tell her how he was feeling about what he heard about the previous date.
Right. So here's my whole take on everything. Luke kept saying if Garrett wouldn't have said what happened on his date, then none of this would have happened and blah, 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 blah. Basically putting blame on other people. But when he's asked if he's doing that, that's not what he's doing. Anyways, my thing is everybody asks when somebody comes back in, everybody asks what happened on their date. Everybody asks what Hannah told them. Like they all want to know. So it's not like Garrett was doing anything out of the ordinary in spite of Luke.
Yeah. I mean, they only have them to talk to during this whole time.
Yeah.
So they do want to talk about their experiences, and it is crazy because they're all dating the same person. So that is just a crazy part of the show.
Right.
But I think what Luke was trying to say is that, come back and tell me y'all went bungee jumping, but don't come back and tell me you went bungee jumping naked. Because now I have to envision that. And I don't want to envision that because that's my girlfriend too. So that's what he was saying. And I really think I'm trying to listen to him and the way he says the stuff that he says. I think he's trying to be, he's trying to say how he feels. It's just that the way he goes about saying everything, everybody interprets it harshly, wrong.
But do they?
Well, I mean, I think so. I'm not trying to put up for the guy. I'm just trying to say that I think he's very immature and doesn't know how to say the things that he's really thinking or really feeling in such a way that not to offend other people. He's not there not to offend, but I mean,
I didn't focus so much on the way that he was talking to the guys this time, but the way that he was talking to Hannah, and it's like he doesn't know how to talk, period.
Right.
Not the fact that because he always says that he's misunderstood, but I'm like, no, she's calling you out point blank on what you said.
Let's say what he said. Let's go with that. Let's talk about what he said.
So this was after their group date, but before the rose ceremony, because there was no cocktail hour.
Because he first he came out and told her that he just felt...
Oh, yeah, in the group date. So he came out and told her that he had a really big problem with her going bungee jumping with Garrett naked, that saying all this stuff about, like, her body's a temple, she shouldn't... Well, I don't know if he told her that, but on the interview, he was saying that she shouldn't be doing that to any man that's not her husband and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he went on, apparently, to tell her he wanted to be confident in taking her home to meet his family. And what else did he say?
You could really tell that everything that he was saying was hurting her. She didn't have any smiles on her face. She was listening to what he said, and she was kind of hurt by what he said.
Right.
She didn't say it then.
Right. That's what I was wondering. I was waiting for. I was like, but she's not saying anything back. He felt like, okay, we're clear. We're good. Yeah. Like, we're on the same page, blah, blah, because she didn't say anything.
And it was so funny because she went to go call him right before. She was like, Luke, can we talk? And he was like, yeah. Thinking like, okay, great.
It's a good thing.
I get more time with you or whatever. And so, no. And it kind of just didn't go very well. This is where she told him, it's my body.
You're not my husband. Yeah. You can't tell me what to do. Yeah.
This is where they got the song from.
No, I think it's later.
You think it's later?
Because there's still, when she was singing in one of the previews, she was outside.
Okay.
I think it's later.
Yeah.
Because I think that's when she says, you don't own me.
Okay. Okay.
We'll see. Yeah. I don't know. It hasn't come out yet. But yeah. So just in there, like, I don't think that she misconstrued anything that he said in their previous conversation.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is he really misunderstood, or he just doesn't know how to talk?
Well, when they were on the group date, and they were in that bus cart or whatever it was.
Oh, right. The train?
Street train?
Trolley or whatever.
So they were in there, and she was telling the guys the story, you know, her side of the one-on-one with Garrett. And Luke was just standing next to her, and some of the faces he was making, he didn't believe that Garrett was telling the truth, because he was like, there's no way she jumped out naked with him. So then when she said it, he was like, it's real. And now he's trying to smile and just swallow it and say, okay, it is true, and she did do that, and how could she do that? And, she said, slap in my face.
That's right. He said that it was a slap in his face.
Yes.
Because he used the analogy that it's like if he was to be cheated on, basically.
Right. Well, I understand the feeling, because he says, have you ever had that feeling when you find out somebody's cheating on you? The feeling?
Right.
Okay. And so I said, okay, he's going with that. That's the feeling I feel, you know, kind of like I'm cheated on. Okay, that's fine. I mean, they probably all feel like that.
That's what I was going to say right now. I'm like, I get it, because they all, like, even Jed had a hard time listening to, I don't remember who's,
right.
Peter's.
Right.
Peter's date. And so I'm just like, all of these guys that have true and real feelings for her are all feeling the same thing, but they're handling it different. So it's obviously him.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I just think it's his immaturity. I just think that he's trying to learn how to express himself, and he doesn't know how to do it yet. And I don't know if he will.
I don't know if he will. I feel like he won't.
It's not something you learn right away. It's not, but she's really well teaching him. This is what I need. This is what I want. This is what I expect.
Yeah.
And he is listening, I mean, to all those things.
Even Josh, because he comes home at night and he, like, overhears the TV. And he was just laughing at the way that Luke is trying to express himself. He's just like, that just makes no sense.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you. And my, well, my husband now is 27. Luke's 24. But I mean, when we got married, he was 25, mm-hmm. Josh. So I don't know.
Oh, I mean,
you know, like
guys, they will continue to have a lot of growing to do.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot. So it's not, I mean, he's not going to get it all. He hasn't been working on that part of his person.
Very true.
Yeah, he's been working on other parts of his person, at least. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, obviously, too, like, nobody's been pointing it out to him, so.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know very much about his background, just as far as fooling around. I don't know how serious he ever had, you know, girlfriends or.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he was, I don't remember, because, like, in the first one, you know how they kind of give a brief breakdown of all the guys.
Yeah.
That I feel like he was one of the guys that maybe was a player and then like had he did turning of Jesus moment, yes, type of thing.
He did say that. And he said, I'm trying to do something different now. Reading the Bible. And so she used a Bible verse sort of when she was talking about the date. She said that all things come together, work together for the good.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That's a Bible verse.
Yeah. So throughout the group date, Luke is just self-imploding, basically, until the end, so we'll see. But anyways, moving on. Her next one-on-one was with Peter.
Yeah.
I'm becoming a really big Peter fan. I feel like he is such a great, like, all-encompass package.
She said he's the kind of guy that you want to push your
That you want to see pushing a stroller in the park
with a baby. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. She can see that.
And that, like, she said that it's not, well, I don't know the words she used, but that Peter is he's real soft and sweet, mm-hmm. but when it comes time to get going, he gets it going. And
she,
so I was like,
she said it was a 10 out of 10 with their attraction or
their chemistry or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When she said that before, I didn't know who she was talking about, but when, because it was like just on a little,
it was like a
flip, you know, a little
preview on,
mm-hmm. and so I didn't know who she was talking about, but then when I was like, oh, she's talking about Peter. A 10 out of 10. Wow, Peter.
I know. Yep. I feel sweet. Bad for Jed because I like really liked Peter after this one. But I'm like, I'm not.
Jed's trying.
I'm not.
Jed,
I know,
is so trying.
I feel sorry for him.
Yeah,
he was like, he was feeling it. He was feeling the competition, I guess, or, you know, the realness of other relationships,
right?
Because
he was on the one-on-one, I mean, not the one-on-one, he was on the group date. And so, but after Peter's one-on-one, he came, did you see, remember that he came back in the room to talk
and everybody asked him what went down, what happened on their date.
Yeah, so Peter starts talking about it. Jed gets up immediately. I thought he just was walking out because
me too, because he couldn't handle it or something. Yeah, me too.
But he went and put his coat on. I said, oh, he's on his way to go see. So he gets his guitar and he stands outside.
Serenades her.
Yeah, and serenades her and starts singing and it works.
Gets in.
She says, come on up.
Yep. Gets invited in.
Yeah.
Invites himself in, basically.
Yeah.
But let's go back to Peter's. Okay. So Peter's one-on-one. They went on a Latvian spa day. Yes. And they're just beating each other up with trees.
She said, I feel like I'm in a tornado in Alabama.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I'd be relaxed after that.
Yeah.
But then
they were able to get a lot of spices and things and mix it up.
Yeah, that they made their own concoction of spices and stuff. And I thought it was like going to be like a scrub or something that they put. Mm. But I don't know. I don't know if they just breathed it in or something.
They were going to like part of the steam or something like that.
Oh, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end they went into a sauna. Yeah.
Yeah. And they both said something about what they hoped they would get out of it.
Right.
They're both sweet.
Yeah, they were both really sweet. And then they just got really intimate in the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's not the type of bonding you're supposed to be doing. Okay.
And Peter said, if at the end we end up together, we're definitely getting the sauna in our place.
I thought he said her house.
Oh, boy. I think he said our place.
I was like, wait. So he's just saying that he's going to move with her?
No, he's just saying that wherever they're at, they're going to get a sauna.
Because
It's like, he liked what... They were all sweaty and stuff. And she's like, I like the sweat on you.
Ew. That's disgusting. I don't like that. Then she brought up a good point with their conversation at dinner. She kind of made him open up a little bit more, talking about his past and how many relationships he's been in, or not how many relationships he's been in, but just if he's brought himself. one into his career,
mm-hmm.
because he is a pilot and he gets up and goes. But I feel like as a pilot, you should be able to be a pilot anywhere. No? She lives in Alabama?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know what? I read that Peter still lives at home with his mom and dad. They said he's a world traveler, but he lives at home.
Yeah, because he ain't got to pay no rent. He has all that money to go travel the world.
Because he's a pilot.
And then don't they have like a jet or something?
I think so. Yeah. Well, something.
I'll be your friend, Peter.
I'll be his friend.
Yeah. Where does he live?
California.
Oh, yeah. I'll be your friend.
Westlake Village, California.
Just come pick me up.
Yeah. So I'm sure. I mean, because the airlines, wherever.
You know what the fun thing about California is?
What?
When you travel to California, you usually land the same time that you left.
Because you've been talking about from Texas two hours.
San Antonio.
You leave and then you land the same time.
Right.
What?
Because when I went to visit one of my best friends when she was living there, I left at 12 and then I landed at 12. And I was like, hold up.
How do you do that?
I was like, sweet. Didn't lose any time.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Fun fact. San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Or from Texas, yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. So she really liked him.
Yeah. They had a really good one-on-one. Yeah. I think that one was well overdue. Like she said, I know you had to wait for a while. And he said it was worth the wait. Yep. And so I think they had a really good one-on-one. And I feel really good about their relationship. I really like Peter.
We like Peter.
Yeah. He's been a cutie up until now. And like he's more serious and stuff. And like she said, he's more sweet and soft, but he's real manly when it comes to being manly.
Yeah, good.
So that's a really good attribute.
Nice balance.
Right, exactly. Right. It's a very, very good balance.
Yep. Like she said, husband material, I think she said. Or just...
Well, so at the end, at the rose ceremony, she said that she does feel like her husband is in... Was standing there.
In the room. Yeah.
Like, ooh, okay, good. Who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Let us know. can we do a kiss count?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so with Garrett...
well, first of all, she stopped. So we've been having this ongoing debate, my mom and I, and she didn't understand how, or she didn't know, or I don't know how to word it, how to count the makeout sessions. And I was saying every time that their lips close is when you count a new kiss. So I'm obviously when they're making out, they get like a lot of points, basically. So she just started a makeout count now.
Yes.
So instead of counting each and every one,
because they're longer.
Yeah,
they're longer, and there's a bunch of them in there.
And
so,
and if the,
so,
it's
you know,
dwindling down, they all get one on ones.
Right, and so if so, they still get kisses, like when they meet and greet and say something nice, and it's a kiss. Okay, I'm counting that as a kiss count. And then if she feels it and they make out, then it's a make out count point. And I'm just guessing.
And those are worth 10 points. So.
So who's winning on those? Yeah, let's see. Chad. No, Cam.
That's not even a Chad.
I think I put Paul.
Did you
Johnson.
Add? Did you add Nick in there too?
Oh yeah, Nick.
There was a
Nick
commercial with
Nick and Eric on a commercial with Annabelle. The movie coming up.
The new, I guess, like, I don't know. Annabelle comes home.
Yes.
Why are they still coming out with those, anyways? Anyway, so Nick, there was a commercial with him Nick in there, Bell. And I was like, "Are you gonna add him to the kiss count?
He's my favorite.
Because you saw him,
Nick Bell. You're my favorite.
Does he have a girlfriend yet or no?
I don't know. I don't know. Poor guy.
All right, back to the kiss makeup.
Okay, so
count.
Garrett, because of his one-on-one, he shot up. So he has 12 kisses on his kiss count.
Uh-huh.
And he has one makeout session. Pretty good?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I don't like his picture right there, though, but whatever.
I know. That's why I told you. It was so hard to just... But he does. He still has the high hair.
Yeah, high hair.
High hair. Garrett. Okay. Poor Luke hasn't added any kisses
to
his...
No, but in the preview at the end of this episode, it shows her kissing him. So I was like, oh, he gets one now? Cool.
Yeah, but I mean, but he hasn't...
Go home!
But he hasn't since the beginning.
Yeah, that's true. And so he's stuck at 5.
Yeah, okay. Tyler added some kisses because of his group date. He went off and he... pulled her to the side right away.
Yeah,
he's like, okay.
At the end of their group date when they all get to talk to her.
So he's at a kiss count.
He was the first one, right? He was the first one to
pull her to the side. Yeah. Kiss count of 14. Yep. 14.
Yeah,
so,
14.
So he's above Garrett. Let's see. Jed.
I don't know. Garrett has a makeout sesh.
Yeah, that's true. And Jed.
Has.
Jed has 5, 10, 15, 23 and one makeout session.
Yeah. So he's in the lead.
Yeah, he is. Mike didn't get any.
Mike was on a group date.
Yeah.
And he likes to be respectful like that.
Yeah, he does. But it was funny because when Jed was with her off to the side, he goes up to them and says, can we get back to the group date, please?
Yeah.
Please.
They're all like getting along, but still like kind of trying to get her attention one on one and still like being respectful as to like bring it back into the group. They did really well on that. Like these
guys,
when it comes down to it, like all in all, even regarding Luke now, they're all such gentlemen. Yep. I mean, if a guy can go through that and be that polite about it, that says something to their character.
They power pump each other, like fist pump each other. Pop, 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 when they come back on a group date.
I know.
I was like, okay. Yeah. So they're rooting for each other, supporting each other. It's weird.
It's weird. But I mean, that says loads about their characters. So
I think the best thing that somebody said today, well, it was Tyler. He said that he's just there to support her to have her experiences.
They are all completely listening to her conversations, to her words.
So that's good. Peter, 5, 10, 11, 12.
Wait, did we say Mike? So Mike's stuck at 5.
Mike stuck at 5, like Luke stuck at 5. Peter, 5, 10, 11, 12 kisses, but he has three makeup sessions.
I don't know. I think, I mean, Jed has 23, but I feel like Peter and Jed are tied.
Yeah, they're pretty tied.
Makeout sessions.
Pretty tied.
That's it.
But you know what? Tyler, I didn't count his, but he had a makeout session on the bed today. I need to go put him. Yeah, when she pulled him off to, he pulled her off to the side. They went to the side and talked. Was that today?
No, on a bed. That was last week.
Okay, never mind then. But still, that should be counting.
Well, yeah, but you just started the makeout counts today.
Today, that's true. All right. So
you should have counted. He should be at like 19 now. I don't know.
Okay.
Connor still has 5.
Yeah.
Connor's going home next. Actually, okay. So at the end, when they show the preview and then Luke and Garrett are fighting again, right?
Again.
Luke says, well, he's gone now, so what does it matter or something? And so well, of course, you know how we are. We start investigating, start pausing, start rewinding. We counted everybody but Connor. So I think Connor's the one that goes home?
Next week.
Next week, for sure.
This week, two guys went home.
Y'all called it. Hello. Who went home? Obviously, Dustin and Dylan, for sure.
Side by side, these guys went home.
Bye.
Dylan didn't have any kisses, so he couldn't have that much of a heartbreak.
No, not at all. Dustin, I don't know how I felt about his red suit either.
When Dustin walked off, you know what he said? You remember what he said? He said, I don't understand why Luke is still here.
Oh, the only thing that I could think of is that she's already in love with him.
Yes.
But when Chris asked her why she liked Luke.
But why did Chris ask her that? Why did Chris ask her that?
Maybe because Dustin said that.
Oh, no. Okay, so.
So Chris went to go ask Hannah why she kept Luke or what she sees in Luke or something. And she said, either I'm falling in love with Luke or he's driving me crazy. And I don't know which one it is.
That's the way it is sometimes, right?
Like, I have no idea.
Sometimes it's a fine line.
Like, if you're driving me crazy, no.
Sometimes.
No. Bye.
Well, you know what, too? I mean, we got to find out what her background's like. Maybe that's what she's used to.
That kind of crap, true.
You know what I'm saying? True. Where she's just, like, used to that kind of crap.
I used to be a bitch. So, no. I ain't putting up with any of that shit.
but maybe her background makes her drawn to people like that. So who knows? We don't know. We don't know much about her yet, right? We just know what she shows on.
That's true.
What ABC's showing on TV.
That she makes out with everybody and doesn't answer any of their questions.
She likes to make out.
Yeah, she really does.
I mean, considering she didn't.
Kiss
but 5 people before this show.
Yeah, and then she doubled it within the next first few weeks. I for sure think that when it comes to fantasy suites, that she's going to at least sleep with one of them.
It'll be 4 fantasy suites.
Okay, then maybe 2 of them. I thought there was 3. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. But I think I was trying to figure out how much longer we got before the final. Because I'm like, hurry up. I want to know.
Well, we're on episode 6, so she's on episode 7, and there's 11 weeks.
Yeah, so I think the 29th, July 29th is when
Did you Google it?
I Googled it. Well, they're saying that they thought it was going to be July 22nd, but now they moved it to July 29th, with the 22nd being where the guys meet after the final rose.
One, two, three, four, five.
Is that about right? Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, wait.
Because you said
that's
6.
12.
Yeah.
Why is that 12 episodes? Wait. They're on episode 7 right now. We have 5 more weeks if 8, they're doing 9, it on the 10, 29th.
11, 12. They might do a double.
Oh, well, they do...
Two-day finale. They might do that.
I was going to say they do a after the final rose or something.
Right.
The talk one.
Right.
When it's not really an episode, it's just the
men,
talk.
Men tell all.
Men, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm. So...
I wanted to go find her on Instagram and see what she's doing.
What she's doing now?
In life.
I don't know if she can say.
Or no, but maybe she's doing fun stuff anyways. By herself.
By herself. Right. So, God, we're dwindling. We're down to 7 guys.
Yeah, I know. Seven guys.
And now
that's crazy.
And now we feel comfortable with these 7 guys.
Like, today, I know.
Right.
But now I'm like... getting invested in all of the relationships. I know she really likes Tyler, but I don't think Tyler's going to make it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see what she sees in Garrett, but apparently in the preview, Garrett's telling her that he loves her, so I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I want Luke to go home.
You want Luke to go home?
I want Mike to... Okay, so like before, when they choose a bachelor or bachelorette from a previous season, does that person have to last through the... whole season?
I'm trying to think about what's his name, the Joe, the one that was a grocery Joe.
Wasn't he one of the ones that went home first?
He went home the very first.
That's right.
He went home the very first one, but I don't know what. I'm trying to remember if he even had his episode or if he just came back as something. I don't know. Yeah, he did.
Oh, that was Big Brother.
No, that was Bachelor in Paradise. He went to Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, that's right, he did. Did he find a girl there?
Yeah, he did. And then they had a couple of fights, and I think they ended up together. But then he went to Dancing with the Stars, and she was on the side watching him do Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that's right, he did go to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
I didn't watch that though.
Yeah, I did. He was,
of course, you did.
It's Dancing with the Stars.
I don't know what that means.
Ugh.
So yeah, okay, so today, well, a couple of things ran through my head today. Today I was like, at the rose ceremony was the first time that I was like, oh, okay, Luke might go home.
You thought three people went home
in the back of, yes, because three people went home the last couple of times. Mm-hmm. So today was the first time that I was like, okay, she canceled the cocktail party hour or whatever.
She said, I know what I want
to
do.
Yeah, we're going straight to the rose ceremony. So I'm like, oh, he's gonna go home. But I didn't really feel it in my bones. I just thought it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I thought was like, Peter would make a really good bachelor, but I ain't gonna turn on my boy Mike. So
so you would be happy with
just,
either one?
I'm just saying.
Would you be happy with either one?
I kind of want her to end up with Peter though.
You just switched.
I kind of did. I mean,
you
I
went from
know.
Jed to Peter.
I really like Jed and I feel sorry for him, but maybe when he gets his one-on-one, I'll switch back.
Is that the way it works? That's the way it works.
Because of you. I'm turning into my mother, y'all.
Yes, I'm very flip-floppy.
She's very easily influenced. Yes. So if you're the last person to tell her something, she's going to believe that thing.
Yes, so if I sit on a jury.
Yeah, that's why they haven't called her. They don't allow her to be on a jury.
If I sit on a jury,
cut her out
whoever,
really quick.
I'm like, yeah, that sounds right. That's okay. No, and then the defendant. No. Oh, that sounds right. That's exactly right. No. Oh, no. You're right.
Whoever gets the last, what is it called?
The last
the
word.
The wrap-up or whatever. The lawyer, whoever that is, that's who she's going to go with.
Definitely. Because they got to be right. Like, it makes so much sense. I'm sorry.
Yes. That's the point, though. Against a state, if somebody's going against a state, it's like you have to say without a shadow of a doubt.
Right.
So, obviously, you're going to have a shadow of doubt if you think both are right.
That's
why you never get called on a jury.
I'm just not good at this.
Yeah. I think I've ignored the last two times that they called me. I was like, yo,
what?
I served on a jury for like a week. I thought my time was done until I died.
I know, and it was a murder case too.
Yeah, it was. I ain't allowed to talk about it still.
Still can't.
I'm talk just about kidding.
scary. It's scary. It happened at a carnival in San Antonio.
Shh. Don't put a bad rap out there.
I know, but it was yeah.
Oh, you wanted to do your shout outs?
Gangsta.
Do your shout outs.
What? Oh yeah. So we have listeners in Canada, y'all.
We see, I know y'all is a Texan word.
Yeah, we have listeners in Canada. Shout out to y'all, Minnesota,
Michigan.
Let's get our
Let's get our manager out here.
All right, hang on. Yeah, so we want to.
So we have a couple of shout out. Well, not a couple. We got 13 Colony shout outs.
Very nice. We got listeners, people.
We see y'all, guys. We see y'all.
Yes.
Texas.
Thank you, Texas. Wisconsin. You go.
West Virginia.
Yes. California.
Florida.
Massachusetts.
Minnesota.
Oui.
Michigan.
Maine. Delaware. That's why you said the 13 colonies. Go.
Maryland.
That's your writing.
Sorry.
Maryland. Sunken Gardens.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Illinois.
And then from Ontario, Canada. We see y'all, guys. We see y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's also a stat that I just saw. that it breaks it down by the planets.
So
100% of our viewers or our listeners are from
Earth.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all. My favorite people.
I just want to know how we get to Mars.
Earthlings are my favorite people.
Mercury. How do we get to Uranus?
Hey. We don't need to go there.
I'm just asking.
You just asking?
How do we get the reception? All right. So, yes, thank you to all of our listeners. Hope you stick with us.
We got 5 more episodes to go, at least.
Yes.
At least so.
And they seem to be continuously good.
Yeah.
So we'll have stuff to talk about every time.
All right.
So then, just wrapping it up, Chris went in to tell them that they weren't going to have a cocktail hour.
Because she knew exactly what she wanted to do.
Yeah, and that was right after all the guys told Luke, if you ruin this next cocktail party, I'm going to be pissed. Chris comes in there, and everyone. And everybody was like, all right, 3 for 3. And he's like, okay, well, you can think what you want. And, it's like, obviously, bro.
They were mad.
Oh, yeah.
They were mad. Jed was like, don't come near me. If you do, I'm going to punch you. Garrett was like, let's just keep it together.
Yeah, they're all trying to support each other. I mean, he must be doing more than what we see because he's getting on
everybody's
all of their nerves.
Yeah.
And they have to like support each other to keep it calm. So
let's talk about her clothes. Her pretty clothes.
So I also thought about like starting an Instagram and like posting all links to where you can find what she's wearing because she's got it good. I really loved her pink outfit with the furry coat.
That's really pretty.
I think it was like a long pant jumpsuit or something. I really liked it. It was some sparkly pants. Yeah. I want that. I need somewhere to wear it though.
No. She tells Josh, can I wear these clothes around home?
I know, can I just wear them wherever I go? Like, yeah. And then her in that emerald dress, that was really pretty. She looks really good in a lot of colors, but she looked really good in that color. Yeah, those earrings, I for sure want to find those earrings. She had a three tier drop earring that was like an iridescent blue green.
Yeah.
It looked like are those called, like the clams or
like
whatever?
A shell.
Yeah. It looked like that kind of texture. I don't know if that's what it was.
Like mother of pearl or something.
Right.
Like,
and so those were really pretty. I want to find where those are at.
Yep. Those were pretty. And how about when she was naked? Where'd you get that at?
She was wearing a right bra.
Oh yeah.
I thought she was gonna cheat, but then she took it off.
Yeah, and she flicked it up.
Ding! Yeah.
Fell in the water. So yeah, but her outfits are so pretty.
I want a stylist now.
And you are your own stylist.
I'm so lazy though.
But you can pull it together when you need to.
Every time, I know. But every time like I see stuff like that or like I watch because I watch YouTube videos for reviews and stuff and then it gets stuck in that YouTube loop and then I see people like doing makeup and stuff and I'm like, oh, I gotta get it back in there. But I'm just so lazy. It's all right. It's okay. Also, because when I go to work, I don't really go anywhere. So
it's okay.
I need an actual job with a good office to be able to dress up.
Right. Those are 9 to 5s, though. You don't like 9 to 5s.
I work at, well, right now I don't work a 9 to 5. Yeah. I would, but I have.
And we kind of freeze framed it to look at the guys to see what they were dressing, what they were wearing
at the rose ceremony. Okay, y'all, I do not understand. Some people can pull it off. Some people can't.
Yeah.
I don't understand the no sock thing with the loafers or the Oxfords or anything like that. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I do. But it, to me,
I do if it's a
casual type thing. I'm okay.
Oh, yeah, that too. But I was gonna say, I do if it's a tapered pant, but they just look like high water pants sometimes.
Yeah.
it was funny. The only person's outfit that I liked today at Rose Ceremony was Dustin's.
Really?
Yeah.
And that was it.
He had a good, I don't know. I don't know if I like the way that Tyler dresses. And yeah. He has that look going on. And I'm just like, I don't know. Let's about see, it.
Tyler's from where?
I don't know.
Is that what they wear? Oh, Florida. He's from Florida. That's what they wear in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. Straight up. And Luke, I mean, he wears a lot of plaid or...
He's a manly man. He's Tennessee.
Lines. He wears lines.
Oh, Luke. I'm thinking of Jed.
No, Luke. Yeah, Luke.
Luke, Georgia.
I like Jed's little jacket that he puts on all the time. That little...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's corduroy with a little fur on it or whatever, but it's cute. But yeah, the guys, Mike, you know, he looks nice all the time.
I did not like what Luke was wearing. I think it looked like a black tuxedo top to me with khaki pants. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But you said it was blue, so
yeah,
I don't know. And the light looked weird. I don't think I liked what Mike was wearing either today.
Did you like what Peter was wearing?
I don't remember what Peter was wearing.
I told you Peter was more just classic. Like,
It was a blue suit, right?
It was a blue suit with a light blue shirt.
It's because he was behind everybody, brown, so I couldn't really see him. Yeah. And of course, he wasn't going to move because he already had a rose.
Yep. So, yeah. Somebody's going to have to be stylish with her, though.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like Peter.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
He's got it together. He can do it.
He
can do it all.
A few more weeks, Peter. You got your chance.
Let's see. I know. My top three. Mike is only in my top three because
you like the guy.
Yeah.
You like the guy as a guy. For him. Yep. So your top three still. Jed, Mike, and Peter. But
Jed and
order?
Peter are tied in first.
Okay. Can't do that. Yet. Okay. Why? And then, all right. Jed and Peter are Mike. Tied now. So they've changed a little bit. And then Mike.
Yeah. I know. Peter's one-on-one. He's got me. What are your top three?
My top three are Peter, Luke, and Mike.
What the heck? Why do you put Jed Luke in there?
Because she likes him.
Why
so
Why are you
much.
Hating on Jed? No, it's not who she likes. It's who you like.
Oh, who I like?
Yeah.
All right. I can't. Who I like?
And you're telling me that I can't put Jed and Peter in... tied top. In first place, and you don't even know who you even want in top three at all.
Those are my top three, golly. Okay, then I'm gonna, okay.
Same.
I'm dropping Mike then. Then I'm gonna put Peter, Jed, and Luke. In that order.
You like Luke?
So hard for me to say if I like him or not. I really don't like him. Then what's the problem, right? Because I'm trying. You know why? Because I'm trying to understand him, and I want to. I need more time.
You're like her.
I need more time to understand him. So that's what it is. I want to see what his deal is. Because you can't just fault a person for not being able to speak.
No, you can't fault them for not being able to communicate how or express themselves, but you can fault them for it not fitting with your way of communication.
Right. I mean,
I'm not going to fight with you every time just because you don't know how to communicate.
Right. But he is listening. That's an important thing.
He is, but is that enough? To me, it's not. To her, it is, obviously.
Hmm. So those are my three. I still want more time to see if he has anything else to do or say. You know what? Maybe, just maybe in the background of my head somewhere, Maybe because he's trying to instill a certain thing into the Bachelorette that has never been instilled.
Like, what's that?
Like, you know, trying to say, now I'm trying to save myself from, well, not save myself from marriage, but he's trying to tell her, you know, nobody's ever done that. Okay, yes, people have done that.
No, what, the last guy was a virgin.
Yeah, I know. But I know, but that wasn't...
Colton.
Yes, but Colton was just doing it because that was Colton's way of doing it. Luke is trying to say, I'm trying to do things in a godly way now, as versus a worldly way. So I want to see if he really is trying to do things a godly way, or if he's just
talking... I think that's just his inner battle.
Or if he's like, just talking his talking stuff. So that's what I want to see. I want to see what comes out. Out of that whole thing, does he really represent, or does he just talks the talk and cannot?
Is he already representing now?
He's trying to. I mean, you know, he's trying, because it really has to be hard for all these guys to be dating the same girl and try to say that they actually said, "Look, she's my girlfriend," and okay, she's your girlfriend too.
Right.
It's hard to say that.
Okay, but like, how many other guys have done it and have not reacted the way he has?
All of them.
Exactly.
Okay.
29.
But not everybody's the same.
Exactly.
Because not everybody comes from the same background, because not everybody has the same experiences, because not everybody is, they all have different things. That's what I'm saying. Let's see what kind of background she has. See what kind of people she is drawn to. I don't know.
I mean, that's why she's keeping him around. She said that she sees good in him. So
let's see if that's enough. That's what she said when she gave him that one rose.
That's why I said you're thinking exactly like her. I don't know.
That's not, I mean, yeah, it's a little crazy,
but also to me, coming from a relationship point of view, like, that's way too many red flags that you're just ignoring.
That is true, because I sometimes you think, okay, if I could go back and see this now, what I saw then, would I make things different or whatever?
And that's, I'm not faulting Luke for the way that he is. I mean, like, I thought it today, I was like, just let him go find him a girl that's gonna mesh with him, that's gonna work with him, that he's gonna be able to communicate the way he is and not try to change him. Let him be him, but go find somebody who that fits with. That's the fact that doesn't fit with her.
Yeah, because we did say early on that this was just a real, probably not a way for him to find a girl,
right? Because this is a bad situation,
because
for him
it puts
to be
him in a fighting mode all the time.
Yeah, he's always on the defense, and I feel like he is just bottling up the anger that comes with it, and it's just not good. Which is fine. I mean, that's not for everybody.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to go through, but...
Right.
I also kind of think from today to, like, the way, seeing his demeanor and just the way that he talks and stuff, that he still sees Hannah in the light of that she was on Colton's season. So he still sees her as this perfect woman that he already built up in his head. And he's... I think he's trying to keep her molded to that, but when he gets to know her a little bit more and more, he's finding out she's kind of a real person. So she's not like just somebody on TV.
Yeah. Right.
So I think that's another thing that's faulting him, is I think he needs to live in the now and understand what's going on and who she is and get to know that instead of keep thinking about on the person that he already built up.
Yeah. And the other guys don't seem to have trouble expressing themselves as much as Luke. Now, Mike didn't, again, hasn't talked very much the last two episodes. He's really staying quiet. I've been surprised by that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, she already blew up 3 times, so
I know, right? He's like, I just better shut up.
He's like, I just won't add to the fuel.
Yeah, but when she calls his name to give him the rose, that smile just bing. Yep, and it's the battle of the smiles again.
Yeah, and we looked it up too on Google to see who were like the front runners for who everybody else was thinking was a front runner, like the public. For The Bachelor, the next Bachelor. So.
Yep. They like Mike.
They said Mike.
They like Mike.
So I hope he's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd watch it.
I know. Me too. I for sure would watch it. I really want to see, because we see this one side of him, right? And I really want to see if all these girls are flocked to him, how this guy's going to react.
Yeah.
When the tables are turned.
Yeah.
If he's still gonna see the person, if we're still gonna see the person that we've been seeing so far.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm very curious. Yeah. But he'd be good. All right. So that's the end of this episode.
Until next week.
Until next week. It looks like a good one again.
I know it does. Stay tuned.
Yes. So until next week, will you accept this rosé?
I will.
Just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.